Peyton Manning led the Denver Broncos to a Super Bowl win earlier this month, but that's been overshadowed this week. Manning is included in a new lawsuit alleging his alma mater, the University of Tennessee, created a hostile sexual environment and violated Title IX regulations. It cites a 1997 settlement after an alleged sexual assault while Manning was the star quarterback there. And then there's an NFL investigation into allegations that human growth hormone, a substance banned by the league, was shipped to Manning's home. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And let's start with this 1997 college locker room incident. Manning said he was mooning a male runner. It was harmless, but a female trainer was examining him at the time. She said he sat naked on her head. And the runner wrote a letter to Manning agreeing with the trainer. He wrote, "Your celebrity doesn't mean you can treat people that way." Okay. Oy. So how is that included in the new lawsuit?
Well, this just, it didn't just come to light, but it's been re-examined, sort of re-exhumed at about at the time or in the year 2000. USA Today wrote a couple of articles about the incident. It went away. This was pre-social media, pre-internet. But last year, websites picked over it, Deadspin, The Big Lead, and even up to the Super Bowl, every once in a while you'd get a whiff of, remember that Peyton Manning weird story in college? Well, Sean King, a writer for the Daily News, got a 74-page, essentially plaintiff's brief, so just one side of the story, where he quoted from some of the judge's findings about it, where he quoted from that runner who wrote a letter to Peyton Manning saying, "Peyton, I admire you, but you've got to own up to this." Mm-hmm. So now it's all being debated. The context can be, should we count Peyton Manning? How do we evaluate Peyton Manning next to black quarterbacks? Or maybe the context could be how men get away with this sort of thing in colleges, or how colleges coddle their star athletes.
Right.
So because of this examination, the Title IX suit included a few incidents at the University of Tennessee, and one was this Peyton Manning incident.
Right. It's alleging that the school covered up or accepted many of these. And in fact, there was a settlement, as we said, the school paid out after
right.
the Manning incident. Well, what else is going on here? There's the human growth hormone allegation. Peyton Manning has been the golden boy for many. I mean, he sings in those commercials, you know. He's so likable. What else is going on here?
Yes, endorses a terrible pizza chain, etc. I think what's going on is that there, like anyone, there are complications to anyone's life. And I think it might be creating a bit of a straw man or a golden child to say that he's been perfect all his life. As I said, these allegations were out in the year 2000. Now, the human growth hormone allegations were aired on Al Jazeera, which is a defunct or soon to be defunct cable channel. And they were put forth by a pharmacist named Charlie Sly, who has since recanted the allegations. They may be more to it than that. And in fact, Peyton Manning says that HGH, human growth hormone, was sent to his house. But for his wife, he vows to fight this. The NFL says it's looking into it, as they must. There has never been a human growth hormone suspension in the NFL. And I'd also add that steroids, although when we hear that in sports, we think of ugliness in baseball. You know, Von Miller was suspended for 6 weeks for using banned substances. And do you remember that ever coming up in the entire 2 weeks since the Super Bowl and he was named MVP? I just think that football does not care in the same way that baseball cares about performance-enhancing drugs. And you add to that the fact that the links to Manning might be tenuous at best, not in the sexual harassment case, but in the drugs case. That's what's going on.
To be continued. Mike Pesca.